You have your Bible turned this morning to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Begin reading this morning in verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 1. The Bible says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that He was seen of Cephas, then of the 12, and after that He was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom a greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that we have seen He was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all He was seen of me, as of one born out of due time." As we look at this the story today, and the Bible tells us about this man, Christ Jesus, who lived and He loved and He showed that love and He showed compassion all over the world, and He died a cruel death at Calvary. He hung on a cruel cross, and He hung there for me and you. He hung there for you today, that you might be saved. And what you say, "Well, preacher, how do you be saved?" Well, let me just tell you in the beginning. Just accept the death, burial, and resurrection, believing on Him, and thou shalt be saved. Confess with your mouth, praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. But we see Him as He lived and He loved. He had compassion and He died. But I want to say He isn't the first one that ever died. The Bible tells us many, many stories about people that went out of here. I'm afraid there's a lot of folks going out today. There's a lot of folks living and living it up. But there's a lot of folks dying and going out of this world, going out in eternity. And I'm afraid there's some of them going out lost without God. But I'm going to say it's not His plan. It's not His purpose. The Bible said He came to seek and to save that was lost. Who is that? That's me and you. Those His way were those that had enmity with God. We were the enemies of God. Amen. Because we disallowed God and His law. We missed the mark. We failed. We come short. Amen. The Bible says all sin and come short of the glory of God. But I tell you this morning, God come. He sent a Savior to save us from our sins, to lift us up out of the mess it was in. But there was a whole lot of folks died. The Bible tells us about one that died, a friend of Jesus. Amen. You say, "Well, Jesus had a friend that died." Sure He did. Lazarus died. Amen. The Bible tells us about it. It tells us about it over in John chapter 11. You remember that story? Well, we preached on it just a while back. How that Lazarus, amen, was sick. He said, "Sick's not in death." But then the Lord says, "Lazarus sleep." He said, "Well, if he sleepeth, he doeth well." Because sleep, you need your sleep to recuperate. But He said, finally He's come clear. And He said, "Lazarus is dead." Amen. And He said, but the Lord didn't leave him dead. Amen. Everywhere the Lord went, praise God, life and life in abundance was to be had. And the Bible says that He went to Lazarus, to the tomb where he was, when He seen the brokenheartedness of those who had lost loved ones to the grave. How many times have we went to the grave with a loved one and had to plant them there in that field? Amen. But I want to thank God for the hope of the resurrection. Glory be to God that one day in a little while we can come out of there shouting the praise of glory. Amen. Because we know. But He said that Jesus went to Lazarus' grave in John chapter 11 and 42. And He said, and He speaks to the Father, and He says, "Father, I thank Thee that Thou hast heard me, and I knew that Thou hast heard me always, but because of people which stand by, I sent him, that they may believe that Thou hast sent me." And when He had thus said, He spake and cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And when He had thus had spoken, He cried with a voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And he that was dead came forth bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about in a napkin. And Jesus said unto them, "Loose him and let him go." Amen. You see Jesus, praise God. You see Lazarus has died and he's resurrected and he's living again. He wasn't the only one. Remember the widow's son, her only son, the only son that she had. And He tells us about over here in Luke chapter 7. Praise God that she lost her son, her only son. And Jesus, but Jesus Jesus comes along, how they was taking him, they done took him and put him in a briar, was going to take him and bury him there. But praise God, Jesus come along just at right on time. Amen. This fellow was dead. He was dead, dead, dead. He had done been committed into the box to put him for his internment. But praise the Lord, Jesus come along. That widow's son in Luke chapter 7 in verse 12, it says, "Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and such people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said unto her, Weep not. And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, Young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and they delivered him to his mother." Amen. Praise God. He was dead. Amen. Lazarus was dead. But not only Lazarus, not only this the widow's son, but what about Jairus' daughter? Remember Jairus? He was a leader of people, a leader in the synagogue, and he came to Jesus. He tells us about in Luke chapter 8, in verse 41, he tells us that, "And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she was dying. But as he went, the people thronged him." But now look down at verse 49. Amen. "And he said, While he yet speak, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying unto him, Thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." Amen. Ain't you glad for that? "And when he had came into the house, he suffered no man to go in save Peter and James and John and the father and the mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her. But he said, Weep not, she is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out and took her by the hand and called, saying, Maid, arise. And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway, and he commanded to give her meat." Amen. Praise God, that little girl was dead, was alive, and she was dead, and she was living again. So you see what happened in the Word of God. He gives us many, many times, many, many pictures of people who have dead, have lived, and they've died, and they've revived, praise God. But I want to say there's something about them. They lived, they died, and they revived, only to die again. Amen. These people lived in the time of Jesus only to die again. They lived, they died a lot in this old world. A type of us died out to sin. Praise God. That's what we do. We die out to sin and we live in victory. Praise God today. Praise God. One day these old bodies will die and we might live in immortality one day in a little while. Glory be to God. But I want to say on the authority of the Word of God, and I read in your hearing in 1 Corinthians 15, at one day there was a man called Christ Jesus. Glory be to God. And Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. I want to preach this morning just a few minutes. If God will be my help, He arose to die no more. The Lord Jesus rose up on that first Easter Sunday. He rose up. He got up with a purpose. And He got up to live. And He got up to live forever. And He got up to live for me. And He got up to live for you, so we never have to worry about dying no more. Amen. Amen. He arose. Those others lived. They died. They arose. They revived, but they died again. But I want to say Jesus has fixed it up. Praise God that we, hey, one day, praise God, by trusting Him, they're alive forevermore. Amen. Amen. All those that trust the Lord Jesus Christ will never die. Amen. Praise God, you believe this? Amen. If you're a child of a king, we may go by way of the grave by the end of next week. They may roll me in here and say, our lives, Brother Jeff, pray God, don't you believe it for a second. This old carcass may be there, but I'm alive forevermore. I'm alive with my Savior. I'm alive with my Lord. I'm shouting the praises of glory all around the throne room of heaven. Amen. Giving God the glory. I ain't got the capacity to give Him here. Amen. One day I'm going to be fixed up just right. Praise God. He died to die no more. You say, preacher, how could he not die? Because he wasn't holding to death. Hey, death could not hold him. If you look back at Acts chapter 2, in Acts chapter 2, the Bible said that the Lord Jesus Christ, that great and mighty one of God, amen, they're talking to Peter about it. Amen, about how the Lord God of glory, how he came to save. In Acts chapter 2, verse 21, it says, come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. He said, hey, you want to know how to be saved? Amen. Just call upon the name of the Lord. Let's begin to cry out to the Lord. You need help in your life. You need somebody to guide you. You need somebody to lead you. You need to show you the way. Let me tell you today, there's a great shepherd. There's a chief shepherd. There's a master shepherd today who's reaching his hand out. Praise God, has rod and staff to guide you and lead you. If we'll just follow Him. Amen. In verse 22, it says, ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth. Now, I like the way the Holy Ghost of God has a way of making sure you know who He's talking about. See, back in that time, that Jesus was a popular name. But they wasn't but one Jesus of Nazareth. Amen. Jesus of Nazareth. And He said, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by Him in the midst of you, as you yourselves also know. He said, that one that you've seen, that one that you've seen His miracles, that one that you've seen Him do great and marvelous and mighty things before your eyes. Amen. I want to say the one that, praise God, Brother Jeff, has done miracles in front of my eyes. He saved me by His marvelous grace. He keeps me by His marvelous grace. He leads me by His marvelous grace. Every day it's a miracle of God, amen, that God could take somebody like me, somebody like you, praise God, and love you so much that He'd carry you along through His good will. Amen. Taking you to deliver you someplace in a little while. Told the young'uns in there, we have no continuing city. Have no continuing city. I told them I was watching National Geographic a while back, and they was talking about a place like New York City. And you could take that city and let it be uninhabited for a year, and in 2 years, or 4 years, or 10 years, or 20 years, and after about 25 years, 30 years, 40, 50 years, that city ceases to exist. Amen. It just becomes a great, mighty jungle. The earth retakes it. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying we have no continuing city here. We may have a place of abode on the hill, but you let it go for a few years and see what happens. Before long, if you don't have Brother Rex come patch your roof, amen, the water will start running in. Amen. It'll start leaking, and you'll start getting decay. And before you know it, rot set in. Putrefaction has set in, and it begins to fall apart and come apart. Amen. But I want to say, me and you are just like that. Amen. If we don't have somebody come in every now and then and repair the roof, I mean start at the top and go to the bottom. If we don't have somebody to watch over us and keep us, praise God, we begin to allow things to come in. And they begin to tell you, but I'm glad, glory be to God, I've got a Savior that died on the cross of Calvary, but He didn't stay dead. He arose, praise God, to die no more. We've got a living Savior today. Amen. Sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for me and you. To intercede on our behalf. Brother Stanley, when the devil comes with those riling accusations, said, you see what old Stanley done? Lord Jesus Christ says, yeah. He says, Heavenly Father, I just plead the blood over old Stanley. I plead my blood. I cover him. Glory be to God. And Stanley can shout, praise God. He don't have to pout. He can shout and say, glory to God. I've got a Savior that's alive forevermore. Amen. Praise be to God. Peter said, yeah, let me tell you about this one. That Jesus came to save us. Those that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. A man of God, approved of God by many miracles, which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourself also know. Him, being delivered by the determined counsel and the foreknowledge of God. Amen. In other words, God knew about it. From the foundation of the world, it was set aside when man sinned and messed up. Before man sinned and messed up, they knew about it. And they said, you know what? Man may come up short. Jesus said, Father, I'll go. Amen. Man may mess up. Man may end up sinful. Jesus said, Father, he does, I'll go. Amen. Praise God. Before the foundation of the world, before they fixed this thing, before the Lord Jesus made us like we are. He said, without him was not anything made that was made. Amen. When you start looking down your long ecclesiastical bill at the Lord Jesus Christ, you better think twice, because he made you. Yeah. Amen. Just like he made me and everything that we have to enjoy. Amen. God made it. Praise the Lord. I'm glad he's alive to take care of it. Amen. Glory be to God. He lives forevermore. To him being delivered by determined counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hand have crucified and slain. Amen. You've impaled him on a stake. Said, you've killed him. Said, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death. Amen. How can you say, well, preacher, if Jesus died, how did he get up again? Amen. Because he wasn't holding to death. Watch what he said. That he should, because it was not possible that he should be holding of it. He said he didn't owe death nothing. Amen. Amen. Hey, yeah, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal. Praise God, his salvation through Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. Our Lord. Praise God. I'm going to say tonight, today there's a wage of sin. And I'm afraid there's a whole lot of people drawing the wage. Amen. That wage of sin is death. If you look around, I don't know about these carnage all around us today. Carnage could almost be depressing. Amen. They said that they're in these other countries, they won't tell you here. Communist News Network and some of the others won't tell you, but they're killing Christians all over the world by the thousands. Hello? They're killing, what did you say? I said they're killing Christians all over the world by the thousands every day. The Muslims, these radical Muslims want to eliminate Christianity. They're wanting to totally annihilate those that are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ because they know what we stand for. Amen. But he said there's so many that's a drawing that wage of death. But he said Jesus wasn't holding to it. What does that mean? That that death didn't have no strength to hold him. Amen. They got him on that day, took him off the tree, wrapped him in those grave clothes. Joseph Arthur carried him down there. Well, what a portrayal last night in that when it showed Joseph of Arimathea carrying our Lord Savior, praise God, on his back. Amen. The one that would carry us through eternity. Glory be to God. Could you imagine what old Joseph got to do when he laid him on his back? The very Son of God that he knew, praise God, would rise again. He carried him on his back, placed him in a tomb. Glory be to God. Amen. For a little while. Amen. Took that dear Savior, praise God, and he took him and laid him in that tomb. And they took that great old big stone, and they rolled it and sealed that thing off. And old Roman soldiers, they told Pilate, they said, yes, and they said in 3 days he's going to rise. He said, they'll come steal him away. You know, they're still trying to say that today. Still in Israel place today, they're still trying to say, oh, Jesus didn't revive. He never resurrected. Those Christians come and stole his body away. But Pilate told him, he said, you have a watch. Make it as secure as you can. And I told you, they took that wax and they sealed around that thing. They made a seal that couldn't be broke. Amen. They wasn't even no way light could penetrate into that tomb when they got done. Inside that tomb was total darkness. Amen. But Jesus Christ the Lord laid in there for 3 days. You know what he did? The Bible talks about he did during that time, how he reached and went and preached to those that was in prison in the heart of the earth. Amen. We won't get into that, but glory be to God on that third day. On that third and glorious day, Jesus, praise God, he was laying in that tomb. But on that third and glorious day, it was dark as darkness in there. It was the blackest night there'd ever been. But glory be to God, Jesus, he arose and he come out of the tomb. Amen. praise, victorious over death and the grave. I can just see the old wicked demons of hell. Amen. They was portraying them last night over there at the drama. My little granddaughter was in tree. Amen. She was sitting with Brother Don, sitting in his lap. And son, she didn't move. I mean, she sat there the whole time just intrigued at that. And they took Jesus, they put Him in that tomb. Amen. Them demons of hell's floating around there watching over that tomb. Amen. The demons of hell thought, yeah, we got this. Amen. We got Him now. Glory. We got Him just where He was. And we're going to do away with this Christianity before it ever gets started. Amen. Devil's still, he's still trying to do that today. Amen. Praise God. Said, God said that, you know what? Said they're going to bruise His heel. But He said, devil, we're going to bruise your head. Amen. Glory be to God. There's a bruising day coming. Amen. Glory be to God. There's a day coming when God's going to bruise the head of the devil. Amen. But the devil thought he got him. They wrapped him up. They sealed him up. They bound him up. And everything that they could do, praise God, to make it sure. Man, they had him the first day. They had him second day. You know the story. But on that third day, I believe there was some shaking going on in that tomb. And there was something going on in there, praise God, and all of a sudden, glory to God, out of that tomb walked the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. I mean, 100% God, 100% man. Amen. Glory be to God. He come right through there. Come out into the open, praise God. Amen. And I can just see the angel Lord come down as people begin to come to that tomb. The Bible says very early in the morning, they come looking. Mary Magdalene and others, they said, praise God, we'll go down there to the Lord and take some spices and see if they'll just open Him up so we can anoint Him. Said, this is the third day. You know, tomorrow's the fourth. If we don't get it done by tomorrow, He'll be putrefied. He'll begin to stink. He'll begin to rot. His carcass will begin to rot away. Amen. But I want to say the Bible said He wasn't holding to it. He said there was no rotting taking place. There was no putrefaction taking place. He said there was a God of glory that was in there, praise God, who had never committed sin, who had never done wrong, praise God. He was perfect in every way. I'm glad He is, because if He wasn't perfect in every way, He wouldn't be good enough to be my God. But praise God, there is a God, and His name is Jesus Christ, our Savior. Praise the Lord. He come out of that tomb to saw. Those angels of the Lord, they run down there and they grabbed that stone and they rolled it away so that they could see in. Amen. So that they could see in. Guess what they found? Nothing but grave clothes. Amen. The dead stayed where the dead should be. The things of the dead stayed where the dead should be. But the living got up. And when the living get up, praise God, they get out. Amen. I'm glad God just don't dangle us over our sin. Praise God, He'll bring us up, that He'll bring us out, glory be God. And He'll deliver safe, amen, on yonder shore. He'll give us a place to stand. He'll give us a firmness. He'll give us a soundness in the precious word of truth. Amen. We can believe it. We can take it all the way to the bank. But we see the Lord Jesus Christ, He wasn't holding to it. Amen. It could not hold Him. Corruption could not set that sink in. He goes on in verse 25, said, David speaketh concerning Him. I foresaw the Lord always before my face. Amen. Ain't it good to always look ahead? I want to say the Lord is ahead of you, praise God. He's not behind you. If you forget, you say, well, preacher, I left the Lord, praise God. He's still ahead of you. Amen. He knows exactly where you're going. And He's there to cut you off. Amen. To take you back where you need to go. Bless His holy name. That I should not be moved. He said, therefore did my heart rejoice and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in what? Hope. There's that hope, praise God. That's faith with expectation. Expect until He come, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Amen. Jesus never began to rot. He never began to putrefy. He never began to get stale, and He never waxed old. Amen. Why? Because, glory be to God, sin couldn't hold Him. The thing that does that, reason we get old and wax old and we die and go back to that is because of sin. But praise God, He knew no sin. It had no hold on Him. It could not hold Him. It had no strength on Him. He said, thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Now watch this. Made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Amen. Praise God. He said, when you look upon me and I look upon you, you say, well, we can't see the Lord Jesus. Sure we can. We see Him in the volume of the book that's written of Him. And praise God, we can see Him face to face when we look in His Word. Amen. Amen. He's right there. And He's right there for us. Amen. He arose to die no more. He's not a dying Savior. Praise God. He's a living Savior. It breaks my heart when I see people wearing crosses with Jesus, a portrait of a thing of Jesus hanging on the cross. Amen. He's not there no more. He came down off the cross. He went into a borrowed tomb, praise God. But He didn't stay there. He didn't stay dead. He come out, praise God. He arose to die no more. He's not a dying Savior. He's a whole lot of prophets. He's a whole lot of holy men that have died, and they can take you to your tomb. They can show you where they lay. Their bones, their dust is still there today. But when you go to where Jesus died, go where Jesus lay in the tomb for those 3 days and 3 nights, just like Jonah was in the belly of the whale, praise God. But on that third day, praise God, He come out of there. He come out of those grave clothes. He come out of that grave, and He come out alive to live forevermore. Amen. And He come out to live for me and you. Amen. So that we can live in Him. What a blessing it is. Amen. Glory be to God. He come to seek and to save us, to bring us out, to deliver us safe. If you look back in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, glory be to God. Why would you say, well, why would He do it? Because He had no corruption. He was able to do that because there was no sin in Him. He was perfect and undefiled. But back in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 down about verse 26, look what the Bible says. He talks about the obstacle that we face. You know what the biggest obstacle that we face is? Death. You know what the biggest fear we have is? Death. That's why we get sick and we get the croup and the coughing like tired. We go to the doctor and try to get some medicine. Amen? We get the feeling bad, amen? And you all right, sis, I'm just kidding. We get the feeling bad, praise God. We'll say, you know what, I ain't doing good. I ain't getting no better. I better find me a physician. Amen? I better get to the hospital. See, that's what we need to be doing day and hour we live, praise God. We need to get sick from our sin sickness, praise God. We need to find the great physician. We need to go to Lord Jesus Christ and say, Lord Jesus, I need the balm of Gilead, praise God. Pour it upon me, praise God. That great balm that'll heal my soul. He said, well, preacher, I'd go, but you know down there at the... I'm just an old wicked sinner. People tell me all the time, I'm just so wicked. If you can get them to admit it, they say, I'm just a sinner. A fellow told me a while back, he said, I'm just a bad. He said, if I can ever get myself straightened out, he said, I'll come up there and visit. I was knocking on doors, inviting people to the house of God. Went to the yard, praise God, beer cans all over the place. He said, if I ever get better, praise God, I'll come up there and be with you. That's like getting really, really sick. Amen. Sicker and sicker and sicker. And saying, well, when I get better, I'm going to go up there to the hospital. See if they can do something for me. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. Praise God. You go down to the hospital, praise God, so that they can diagnose the situation, so that you can see the problem, so that you can get better. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's why you go to the hospital. That's why you come to the house of God. And when we order to welcome old sinners in. Amen. Amen. Hey, there ain't nobody out there wasn't any worse than we were or we are. Just by the grace of God, we are what we are today. Amen. I know where I could have been. Amen. If it wasn't by the grace of God. He picked me up, plucked me out, because I was as bad as they could get. I had a temper. Amen. I was vile and wicked as devil said, but praise God, one day I said, oh God, please help me. Amen. See, I could have went along for a long time, year after year, trying to help myself. So you know what? I'm going to continue to try to improve myself and get better and better, amen, till I get over this. But see, that wasn't working. But one day I fell on my face. I said, oh God, please. Lord, I adore you. Praise God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Help me. I said, I'm going to stay here till you get... Praise God, He put an alarm bell in me. Amen. When that old bad side of me starts to rise up, Brother Rex, say something goes off. Kind of like Brother Charles talking that one time about that backup alarm on a trash truck. Glory be to God. It goes going beep, beep, beep down in my soul. And the Holy Ghost of God says, hey, wait a minute. You can't go there no more. He said, you asked me to help you, to show you. And I said, glory to God. Boy, I pause a second, take about two big deep breaths, and go on for the glory of God. You say, is it that simple? It's allowing God, really, that we're serving a risen Savior. He arose to die no more. That means He's living for me and you. Praise God. His whole intention, praise God, was to get up and live for me and you, that He might help us to defeat everything that we have. What the last object that we have, that we got to defeat is death. The last thing that have to try to defeat, the last enemy that we have in this world is death. I've done told you that Romans 6:26 said the wages of sin is death. Amen. A lot of people is drawing that wage. Amen. It's an enemy. Death is an enemy and it's sneaking up on us all the time. It's getting closer and closer day by day. Amen. But praise God, I want to say, if a poor man wants to die tonight, this is judgment. I want to say, I said that to say this, we have an appointment with death. You won't go out of here until the Lord Jesus Christ says your time's up. Amen. And praise God. I believe He's got a whole lot for me and you and the rest of us to do, praise God, right here to keep us hanging around a little bit, and He might get glory out of our lives, that He might use us, praise God, for His glory. Amen. But we can, He said that last enemy, 1 Corinthians 15:26. Well, he tells us in verse 22, for as Adam died, all die. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at His coming. Amen. That are born again. You know what born again people are doing? They're looking for Jesus. Amen? We're looking for Jesus to come get us, to redeem us. Amen. He's already redeemed. He bought us. Praise God. We're looking for the redemption of the body. Redemption. Come get us and take us to be with Him where He is. But every man his own order Christ, the first fruits, after they that are Christ, that He's coming. Then cometh the end when He shall have delivered up the kingdom unto God, even the Father, when He shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For He must reign till He hath put all enemies under His feet. Now watch this, verse 26. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Amen? Death is that last enemy that'll be destroyed. The last enemy that we'll face is death. When we're saved, praise God, and we become a living soul in Christ Jesus, our Savior, praise God, we'll live to die no more. Amen? Praise God. We had this natural body. He said we're sown in a natural body and raised a spiritual body. Amen? Praise God. He said that verse 45 says, so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Amen. Said we've been made into a quickening spirit with Christ Jesus. Howbeit that which was not first is the spirit, but that which is natural. And that's why we do natural things, like brute beast. Amen? The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As it is written, such are they also that are earthy, and as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. Praise the Lord. And as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Amen. Now I say, brethren, the flesh and bone cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. Now watch this. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. At the last trump, or trump shall sound, the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible shall put on incorruption, this mortal must put on immortality. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15, he said, we've got to put on, mortal must become immortal. How do we do that? In the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, we shall all be changed. Verse 51, we all changed. Let me ask you a question this morning. Have you been changed? Hello? Have you been changed? See, we've got to be changed to be changed. He said, in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. I asked the Sunday school class this morning, how much time is that? Have you ever studied what a twinkling of an eye is? That's 1/100th of a second. That's how quick that is. When a shout and a trumpet, he says, come up hither, praise God, that's how long it's going to be. The time it took me to tell you that everybody that loves the Lord, that's seeking His appearance, that's a look at Him, are going to be gone to be with Him. Glory to God. Amen. To be with that one that rose, to die no more. We're going to be with Him in a moment, a twinkling of an eye. We're going to go out of here. He said, verse 54 says, so when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall brought to pass the saying that is written. Now watch this. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, we have victory. Victory. Victory is ours in Christ Jesus, our Savior. He arose to die no more so that we could look up and say, victory, victory, victory is mine this morning. We have victory in Christ Jesus, our Savior. I want to say, praise God, it don't matter what the world tells you, what your neighbors tell you, what your family tells you. If you've been born again, praise God, bought by the blood of Jesus Christ, trust in Lord Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. Praise God, you've been saved. Praise marvelous grace. You're a winner, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. You're a victor. You've come out ahead. You're going to finish, praise God. Glory to God. Amen. Why? Because you know God, good God of glory is right there with you. He's leading you and guiding you, that great shepherd. He's just showing you the way. Amen. And we know He is because we're sheep and we're following Him. See, sheep ain't got enough sense to do it by themselves. It amazes me that God compares us to sheep, because sheep are creatures of habit. You know, they go where the shepherd leads them, and they follow, because they don't have a whole lot of unction themselves. Sheep ain't, I mean, you take an old sheep and take him in and pick him up and set him on his back end, and it's like a button cuts off. Sometimes he'll just sit. We had one, a fellow I used to work for, and we was trying to work around his barn. And that old sheep just kept coming down there and aggravating us. She just wanted to be petted. She's a big baby. But his son took him up there, took her up there, and picked her up and set her down in the cow trailer on her back end, and she just sat there. We went back to work, and about 30, 45 minutes later, she kind of started wiggling a little bit, and then she'd come back down there. Amen? It just like you cut her off. There's your sheep. And she thought, well, this is where I need to be, so she just sat there. Now, when the shepherd didn't come back, because she started wandering around looking for the shepherd. She didn't know what to do next. That's kind of the way we are. Because we need a shepherd, and we got a risen one. We got a Savior. He arose, and He died to die no more. He rose victorious over death and the grave. I don't worry about dying. I think the hardest thing I have doing, I'll tell you till I get out of here, the hardest thing I have doing is living. Amen. Dying ain't no problem. Amen. You just close your eyes, go out of here, praise God, and you're gone. But living's the hard part. Living's the hard part. Living for Lord Jesus Christ, the help of the Lord, praise God. But it ain't too hard if you trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Let Him be your Lord and Savior, praise God, realizing that He arose to die no more. And He's living, praise God, to make intercession for me and you. That He loves us, He cares for us, and He's there to lead us along the way, praise God, to deliver us safe on yonder shore. It ain't going to be long. This thing's about over, Brother Stanley. Amen. We're about to finish up here. Our course is just about run. Amen. And we're about ready to see a Savior, praise God. But we've got an enemy left. Now, the enemy's death. But my Bible tells me that my God has already overcome death. He's overcome death and He's overcome drag. The last enemy we face is that dreaded death. But praise God, you say, well, preacher, how can you talk about death like that? I guess because I've already overcome it. It don't bother me no more because Jesus, my Savior, praise God, overcome death. Amen. Amen. Said He got up. By many infallible proofs, praise God, He got up. He got out. He come out. And He's never died again, praise God. He's still alive and He lives forevermore. Amen. You say, preacher, why does He live? Why would He do that? Because He done it for me and you. He done it for me and you because the love of God is so strong to us, praise God. Praise the Lord. He did it for us. that he might reconcile us by his baptism. Let me give you one more verse, and I'm done. Romans chapter 5, verse 10. He said, "For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life." Amen? We shall be saved by his life. How could that be? Listen, church, it's by putting our faith in the one that rose. By putting our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior, our shepherd, chief shepherd, our guide, our consoler, our comforter, our ever-present help. Amen? Because we need Him. Listen, mamas and daddies, you need Him. You need him to watch over you. You need him to watch over those children. You need to protect them through the night. Amen. When they get to running a fever and they get the colic and they get to crying, amen, you need somebody you can cry out to. A lot of times that husband will be at work. That mama will be down the road. That mama will be somewhere. But praise God, there's a Savior. There's one there, praise God, that you can call out to. And He'll hear you every time. Amen. As long as you don't have sin in your life. Then he'll hear you when you say, "Lord, forgive me an old sinner." Amen. Meet it in your heart. He'll forgive you that sin, praise God. And then you can say, "Lord, I need your help." Amen. And then the great physician will be on the line. He said, "Yeah." I said, I've been noticing. He said, "You got a little issue there. And help is on its way. Don't fret. Don't worry about it. Peace. Peace. My peace I give unto thee." Amen. Boy, you put that for you. You bow that. You pick that head up. Praise God where you've been praying. You say, "Glory to God. It's going to be all right." I don't know how many times these older folks can tell you that they've had to cry out to the Lord. Amen. Because we serve a risen Savior. Listen, we are to celebrate, not just today, but we are to celebrate every day a risen Savior. Amen. Every day we are to celebrate that Jesus is alive. Amen. He's alive and He's sitting at the right hand of the Father.